Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, The First Fruits of Your Day, Seeking God in the Morning Quiet. And today's focus is giving the first 20 minutes of your day to God. In the gentle hush of dawn, as the world still slumbers, lies a golden opportunity to set the compass of your heart towards God. The wisdom of Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 reminds us of the profound truth that seeking God with intentionality and dedication, we find not just His presence, but His favor and wisdom. This act of turning to God as the day breaks is more than a routine. It's a sacred offering, a testament to our desire to walk in intimacy and alignment with Him. Today, we explore how dedicating the first 20 minutes of our day to God can transform our lives, drawing us closer to the divine and preparing us for the day's journey with grace and purpose. Our springboard for today's discussion is Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Now, this scripture serves as an invitation and a promise. God's opening arms awaiting our morning devotion, ready to embrace us with wisdom, guidance, and love. Seeking God in the morning sets a foundation of reliance on Him, acknowledging our need for His direction every aspect of our lives. This practice isn't about ticking off a religious checklist. It's about entering a space of communion with the Creator, offering the first fruits of our day as a sacrifice of love and trust. Let's do a quick focus training. Number one, intentional wake up. Choose to wake up a bit earlier, making conscious decision to devote the first moments of your day to God. View this time as a non-negotiable appointment with the most important being in your life. Number two, create a sacred space. Find a quiet place where you could be alone without distraction. This physical space can help set the mental and spiritual atmosphere for your encounter with God. Number three, engage with the Word. Start with a scripture reading, allowing God's Word to speak into your life. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 can be a great reminder why you are seeking God in these first few moments. And number four, prayer of seeking. Spend time in prayer, not just presenting your requests, but actively seeking God's face. Express your love, your desire for His wisdom, and your commitment to follow His ways throughout the day. Number five, listen and reflect. After speaking to God, be still and listen. Reflection in silence can often be where we hear God's voice most clearly. Number six, journaling insights. Write down any insights, scriptures, or thoughts that come during this time. Journaling can help solidify what you've heard and provide a reference to seeing how God moves in your life over time. Finally, number seven, commit your day. End your time by committing your day and all its details to God. Ask for His guidance, His protection, and the ability to recognize His presence with you throughout the day. And in conclusion, the practice of dedicating the first 20 minutes of your day to God is an investment with eternal dividends. It's an act of love, a declaration of trust, and a strategy for spiritual alignment that empowers us to face the day's challenges and opportunities with God's wisdom and grace. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 assures us that our efforts to seek God are not in vain, but are met with the loving presence and guidance of the divine. Today's call to action, commit to giving the first 20 minutes of your morning to God for the next 30 days. Use the focus training above points as a guide, and be mindful of the difference this practice makes in your relationship with God in your daily life. And today's question of the day, what challenges do you anticipate in establishing this morning routine, and how can you plan to overcome them? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the quiet of this morning, we seek your face, offering the first moments of our day to you. May this time of devotion deepen our love for you and our awareness of your presence in our lives. Equip us with your wisdom, fill us with your peace, and guide our steps according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. As we embark on this journey of morning devotion, let us be encouraged by the promises of Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, knowing that our diligent seeking of God is not only pleasing to him, but is the pathway to discovering the depths of his love and the wisdom for our lives. Let these early moments with God be the cornerstone of each day, grounding us in his truth and propelling us forward with grace.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarch2b.com. That's www.myarch2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.